Little update, Paul.
Go on.
I don't know if you remember, but last week...
I don't know if you remember,
mate, but last remember. Week...
What do I don't remember? You tell me.
I'm saying I don't know if you remember.
Well, if you don't know, am I meant
to know? I'll mention it again. I don't know if you remember it.
But what if I don't remember
it? Fucking hell, mate. I'm just trying to say something here.
Go on.
I don't know if you remember, but...
No, I don't know what I'm meant to remember, am I?
I know, but I'm about to say it.
All right, go on.
That you made a very funny...
Yeah.
Pun. The trowel.
Yeah.
Which was a gardening.
Are you going to mention that tweet now about Jason Lawnmower?
No.
Oh, because someone said we missed a trick because we had, you know, Jason Momoa, we mentioned him.
Yeah, but he's not a bird.
Someone said, Jason Lawnmower.
Yeah,
Lawnmower.
Anyway.
That was good. Well done, that tweet.
That's not what I was going to mention.
Ah.
But I do have two more garden implement bird puns.
Oh, good. Here's the time to do them.
Are you ready?
Ah. Oh, by the way. I did remember.
You did remember that.
I did remember that.
Good.
So I don't not remember that. Right. I do remember that.
Well, this has been a lot of build-up and they are not that impressive.
Good.
So, firstly.
Yeah.
Second turn.
Wait. What? Explain. Turn.
Turn. A turn is a bird.
Is it?
And a second turn.
Everybody's turn. About the bird.
Turd the bird. Richard Churdlington, the bird.
Hello, I'm Richard Turtling the Bird.
You know what I left in the...
Put money on Greyhound Boutique on the 330 at Jets.
Greyhound's Boutique is the name of the horse.
Yeah, that's the name of the horse. Dead ringer. 20 to 1, it's going to win, I tell you.
Do you come from a long line of Churdlingtons?
I do. They've been Churdlingtons as back as far as I remember.
As far as you remember, yeah. But that's only to your childhood.
I know, that's
you're
as far as they go.
You're a fucking moron, Churdlington. Get out of... He's a bird.
Anyway, put money on. Greyhound's Boutique.
Greyhound, I will. Okay.
3:30 at Jebstone. Go on, do
all
it.
All right.
You dead ringer.
Thank you, Richard.
Do you want to borrow some money off me?
Yeah, sure. All right.
I'll give you 50 quid.
All right. When do I have to pay it back?
We got to pay it back this afternoon with 45% interest on top of
okay,
that.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Work it out.
That's 75, around 75. Do you want to hear the second Paul?
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
Paul. Wow, Churdlington really awoke something in you.
Yeah, I like Churdlington.
You know, secateurs are those big scissor things.
Harry's mouthwash. Go on, Aintree.
4:30. Okay, I'll put money on that as well.
Yeah. Do you want to borrow money for it?
No. What is that cracking up? Anyway, Paul, secateurs are those big garden
scissors. Yeah, no, I got
things.
It, but I didn't know what the turn was, so
a turn
was
is
lost.
A, it's a
it was
sea
lost
bird.
On me. Okay.
A turn is a seabird.
Yeah.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
For final bird.
Yeah, how specific is this? Bird, garden implement.
That's how specific it is, yes.
Right, okay.
You ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Pitchstalk.
Okay, that's all right. But that sounds more like a trendy website.
Pitchstalk?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, let's go to pitchstalk.com and buy some hosieries.
Hosieries?
Yeah, I don't know.
4:30. Put money on. You got money to burn.
Richard Churdlington, everybody.
You got money to burn. You want to put it on a angry foreskin?
Angry foreskin.
4:30. Oh, 40 to 1.
No, I'm looking at the list here, Paul.
52
oh,
to
sorry.
7.
Richard.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I can't.
Churdlington.
Hello, Mr. Churdlington. He's whistling at the pigeons again, everybody.
You know what? Well, go on, get through it.
No, I'm looking for Angry Foreskin at this 4:30 Aintree, you said, yeah?
All right, yeah.
There's no Angry Foreskin.
No, there's not.
There's swollen glands. We've got itchy...
He's a dead ringer.
Itchy ball sack.
Oh, yeah, we've got itchy ball sack.
We've got suppurating vag.
Have you got... I tell you what, look at the list. It's Fatima's Hardenbag on there.
Shut up. Please start the fucking episode. I've lost it.
Chepstow, 4:20.
Out, Churdlington, out.
Gunnelton's Mastiff.
Welcome to Cheap Show, I guess.
Cheap Show time.
It's the price of shite.
Cheap Show time.
Welcome to Cheap Show. Hey, everybody, it's Cheap Show time. I'm Paul Gannon. Yes, that's fine.
I'm Eli Silverman, everybody.
And he's Porky Pig as well today.
I'm always Porky Pig.
Yeah, I'll get my Porky Pig out. Stick it right up your Daffy Duck.
Oh, my wow. Oh, my damn.
Oh, my honey child. Now, right, what are we doing?
It's Cheap Show. It's the podcast.
That's right.
And it's a podcast.
Tell them what kind of podcast it is, please.
Thematically, it's about enjoying the things that shouldn't be too expensive to buy. That's really what it is. It's like living on the cheap and getting the best out of cheap things. And sometimes we go to a charity show. I'm just going to throw that out there. Sometimes we go to a Poundland.
Throw it
just
out there.
Just to put that iron here. Put it in the hat. And then we go and buy things from there. And then we bring them back. And then we
sometimes buy things from charity shops, yeah.
And we bring them back and we talk about them on the show. And they
cheap things.
Sometimes they're more illuminative to other parts of pop culture.
I love an illuminative thing that illuminates and reach you mess my fire.
Yes.
Now he's lost the will, everyone.
It's gone.
Yeah, he's
just
trying.
Went like that.
He went too weird all
Poof.
At once.
It went out the
he
window.
He was flitting around like a mayfly. One idea, the next, never lighting on one. Churdlington started him off. He wants to do that. He wants to do an extended
sketch. I don't want to do Churdlington all day.
No, I'll tell you what's coming up, Paul, on this week's episode. Because it is.
The great thing about Churdlington is, you know, like, when you see those guys at the race course and they're doing the hand movements to say about betting.
The bookies, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Churdlington's a bird, so he can only do it with his wings. So he's like this, isn't he? He's flopping his wings around.
Oh, it's a bird. Like, Churdlington is a bird.
He is a bird.
Okay.
He's a little bird, but he's got a pork pie hat on. He's always got a figgy, ciggy hanging out his
ciggy,
beak.
Yeah.
Hanging out his beak. Yeah. He has a little bookies pad under his wing.
Very
you know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And he wears tweed.
Does he have like a little bookies blackboard around his
neck?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I love Churdlington.
Ricky Churdlington, as they call him.
Yeah.
Now, we're doing something that is also cheap.
Yeah.
And it also is what I like to call a fundamental building block of Cheap Show. And that is the instant noodle,
it
everybody.
It is a load-bearing segment of the podcast.
It's noodle time, everybody. And we have several noodles to get through. Paul, do you have anything to add?
Well, I will say this. Before we get started, if you are a Patreon, you can get tickets right now for our live show as the Cheerful Ear for Podcast Festival. Details in the episode description on this pod in your app.
18th of October.
I believe so. In the afternoon, 90 minutes. Hopefully two guests yet to confirm who will blow your balls off. Maybe not, but they'd be nice to have. And
it'd be nice to have guests. Always nice to have guests, Paul.
And because Cheap Show is turning 10, we will use this live show as a 10-year anniversary. So we're going to do some old things we haven't done in a while, like, you know, Eli's tops or whatever. And we'll
Top three.
Yeah, and we'll
I've got so many top threes ready to go.
And we're going to do by popular demand. We haven't done it in years.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad. So if you want to see a segment die on its arse in real life, come on, come along.
We did reprise Don't Look Mad at least twice already, though.
We've done it, yeah, but seriously, I think the last time we did it, I want to say at least 3 years ago.
Okay, well, it's time again for Don't Get Mad, and I will be getting mad. And you know what? Spoiler alert, the sketch will involve me taking a shit somewhere.
Yeah, so,
I'll take a shit somewhere. I'll probably have to up the ante and wank off, won't I?
Yeah, it's like, you know what it is? It's like your parrot sketch, isn't it? It's like, go on, do it. This parrot is not dead.
I know, but at least the parrot sketch had something to it. It's literally me going, I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to take a shit here.
Well,
if shitting. Is that my fucking legacy?
Might be. Eli Silverman lies here. Public shitting.
Yeah, that went up during the pandemic.
What? Public shitting?
Do you remember?
No.
There was a news story.
Don't remember.
Public defecation went through the roof.
Well, couldn't have done it. I'd get it up there.
That would be really like a poo volcano, wouldn't it?
Imagine
that. Talk about chocolate shotgun. You'd need a chocolate fucking cannon to get through the roof.
A chocolate hot cannonball,
You'd need some kind of oven to harden the pops out after they come out.
All that stuff.
Losing it.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's weird.
I was losing it. I was imagining a fucking poo oven to make poo cannonballs in.
All right, well, you do that over there by yourself if you want.
Through the roof.
Poo through the roof.
Yeah.
A new segment on the show.
Poo through the roof.
Poo through the roof.
Oh, you could make a roof out of paper. Like they did on the end of Takeshi's Castle.
You're still going to have to eject scat from your bumhole with some force. I don't think that's possible.
If you have really bad diarrhea and it's like shitting through the eye of a needle, as they say, you do get quite a
that's
flow.
The final round, the shit for the eye of a needle round. Where we got this big plastic needle. And it rotates on stage.
I don't want to be involved in this idea.
And then someone chugs a load of, like, you know, Alka-Seltzer or whatever.
Can you just get Chris Tarrant to buy my share because I'm not involved anymore?
Just saying, it's a good. So round one is name that poo. You've got to name what the animal is.
The whole show's called Poo Through the Roof.
Yeah, Poo Through the Roof. And if you you
name that scat,
yeah, name that poo, and then you got I don't want to do this. I just don't want to do it.
He was about one terrible joke after me on this. Let's pull the cord, not the flush, the cord, and drop out of this terrible idea.
Anal knowledge, quick fire round. I'd plop out.
I've started, so I'll finish. Oh dear.
You got 60 seconds to have a shit. Boop, boop, boop. I've started, so I'll finish. It's dangling. Oh. There's a little bit of air on it, which is connecting it to the bumhole, and it's dangling like a dog.
And now we've got the win it shooting round.
This is just...
Oh, no. Now, on to food. All that.
Yeah, let's talk about
that noodles.
No, let's
okay,
talk
Paul?
About food.
Paul, I think we should have a moment.
We did. Very See, special moment.
I don't know if we can continue. I know we're on 10 years, but it's difficult now because.
Take it, Paul, for the roof.
Oh, my
30
God.
30 to 1.
The problem is, right?
Yeah.
Is we know each other so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been working together for so long, 10
yeah,
years at least.
10
more,
years. Well, in this
longer,
capacity, yeah.
That we know where we're going with ideas. And so yeah. We forget to actually state it and we just dissemble into this.
And we just skip to the bit where
yeah.
we laugh, yeah.
yeah. Which isn't good for the listener
no.
if you think about it.
Anyway,
sorry.
You're right, though. Let's get down to business.
Okay.
This week is a noodle-packed episode. Noodle, 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 noodle. We're going to be doing 3 potted varieties and 2 instant cake noodle varieties.
Or decks of
They're
instant
not called
ramen.
Decks. I'll give them puck. A puck of instant noodle
I think
give.
Deck is fine and much better than cake.
Ooh,
cake is a different kind of food, which is often sweet.
Is it?
I mean, you know that you know.
All right,
I don't know why you say, is it? What
is
this
it?
Type of rhetoric? Is this some sort of rhetoric?
Because I wasn't listening, I'll be honest. I was
just trying to fill in, yeah, good.
Thinking of
no,
more poo gags.
Oh, my God.
Right, no,
oh
so we are doing some noodles today and we have...
We've got burgers coming as well.
I know, actually we do. We're going to be stuffed. I tell you what, let's take a break and
okay.
we'll come back and we'll get into the first batch, all right?
Absolutely. Do you want to eat a noodle, noodle, noodle? Do you want to eat a noodle? Poplet! Do you want to have some noodles, noodles, some noodles? Do you want to have some noodle? Poplet! It's Noodle Pop Blitz time, everybody.
It is. It is the part of the show where we blitz a few noodle pots.
Noodle Pop Blitz time.
Now, I'm sitting on something right now that I'm going to keep for a future episode.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, not that. Not like I'm going to have a poo. That's not what I meant.
Do you know what, Paul? What? Every time you say I'm sitting on,
yeah,
my mind goes there because of the numerous times we've been out and about and you've said... A, I'm sitting on something.
Yeah.
B, I'm swallowing something back up. Or
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
trying to bite down on something
yeah,
is
yeah.
the other expression
yeah.
you use.
It's true.
All 3 mean I'm trying to control my need to defecate because I am out in public.
Right now, I do not need to choke anything. You're right. I'm, you know, throttle it. just grab it by the fucking
What
neck.
He's sitting on, everybody, is a very amusing pun, which will come up in a later episode when we do a pot noodle
when
thing.
I can put it into proper context. Now, it's something I'm sure we're all going to look forward to and appreciate when it arrives, but for now, this is the Blitz, the Noodle Pot Blitz.
Oh, noodles raining down from the sky! Mummy!
We have 3 today.
Yes.
We're going to make them, bake them, bring them back and take them, put them in our mouth and give them a shake them.
There's the first one.
What am I doing with my life?
Don't have that thought now.
Oh, okay then. Right.
Everyone has that thought when they wake up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. I hate that. Duck.
It's not the duck of what? The duck of
the
anxiety?
The duck of dread. It's the duck of duck of dread.
Duck of dread at the 3:15. Is that another
yeah.
one of those?
Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, Turlington's back, everyone.
Duck of dread. Put good money on that. That's not a win.
I don't have any money, though, Dicky boy.
I tell you what, I'll give you a monkey if you want.
You give me a monkey, but I want some money to put on the race.
Oh, that Eli.
Get out.
Oh, I'm off.
Come on, fly off. There he goes with his little cap.
That's it.
Right. What's the first pot noodle?
Right, the duck of
and
dread.
And just to be clear, these are not pot noodles this week,
no.
which is a proprietary brand. These are noodle pots. And one of our big nemesis over the years.
Nemesis. I'll tell you what. Let me begin this. What?
Nothing.
Right. Nemo seagulls. They have seagulls that are out to get you.
Oh, my. Oh, that's reminded me. I've got another pun.
Oh, go on.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Oh, I need to do some work in the garden, but it's very dirty. I need my gardening doves.
Nope.
No, what do you mean no?
Nope. Shaking my head.
Why is trowel allowed?
Because trowel was funny. That's why. You've got to come at me with a bit more than that.
The second turn? That's really
all
not
right,
funny.
But it's really highbrow, and that's not a highbrow kind of podcast, is it?
Pitchstalk?
Getting there, but again...
Gardening doves.
It's just, that's fine, I guess.
Come on.
Oh,
at least I came up with another one that is legitimately falls within. You're just like fucking mole man or whatever you said.
I've got one. Sprinklers. Sprinklers. A wren.
I get it. I got it. Sprinkler. Yeah, sprinklers.
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 Tell you what, mate. Back of my pants have got some sprinklers all over them.
Why? You've shat yourself.
I have done a doo doo in my pop pops. Come on, what am I doing?
I don't know,
I'm
mate.
Just talking shit.
I'm actually kind of trying to keep it on a level here.
All right, this is. Let me start with asking you a question. Do you dare taste the tang?
Yeah.
Right, good, because this is a super noodle by Bachelors, so already, oh dear.
That's what I meant by the nemesis.
We don't like them. They're slop.
That's what I meant by the nemesis concept. Yeah. That's what...
Just move on.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to get that one sentence out,
go
please.
On.
That's what I meant by the nemesis comment, Paul.
All right. This is a limited edition.
They're our nemesis. They're the anti-noodle.
That's been established. We now need to move on.
Have you turned the heating on?
No. Maybe.
Oh, my God. I can't live. Anything. I can't live like this. I'm losing energy. I'm sweating. This is always what happens.
We'll turn it off in a minute. Let's get through this.
I just ate a Whopper as well.
Oh, yeah. We had something to eat, so I'm not hungry now. I'm not what we're going to do with this.
We're not getting it. Come on. It's really exciting, but it's too hot in here.
All right, stop talking. It's a Bachelor's super noodle, so already on shaky ground. It is a pickled onion crisp flavour.
Oh, wow.
Limited edition super noodle. So not just pickled onion. But the crisp profile.
That's so interesting because...
There's a little angrier...
Do you think...
Thing on there.
But why not go the whole hog and team up with Monster Munch and say...
Yeah, why not? But maybe...
that's the most famous of the pickled onion crisps, isn't it?
In the UK.
Yeah. And it's a big thing, isn't it? We tried... Do you remember those crisps that were meant to be... They were normal potato chips, but they were meant to be the flavour of...
The pickled onion Monster Munch.
And they were terrible.
Yes, because I said then, and I'll say it now, I think that flavour works with, you know, that flavour texture.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Crisp.
But the thing was, you can get normal Walkers pickled onion flavour, and they've got a real tang to them. Those.
And they're nice.
But the Monster Munch flavoured ones did not. But do you know what I'm getting at? Why are they crisp flavoured? Pickled onion crisp.
So they can say, here's the flavour profile without having to go with a brand and deal with all that shit. It's just the generic idea. When people say bubblegum flavour, you know, it's that thing. That's one. Number two
but why
is...
not, Paul? Why not just be pickled onion flavour?
Why not?
Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
You're not going to do a tie-in with some brand, i.e. Monster Munch.
Yeah.
Why would you call it a crisp?
I mean, why not just call it like Parsons jar of pickled onion flavour?
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? So, not Parsons...
It is Parsons, isn't it? Who do the pickled onions in a jar?
I know.
I'm sure it's Parsons. Who does the vinegar? Parsons.
Parsons do the vinegar.
Yeah,
and they probably
sure
do
they
onions
do,
as well.
I'm sure they do pickled onions
in
a jar.
I'm not doubting that.
Parsons. I'm just sticking down. Parsons. Is that
what do you call it when your dad's lights fires criminally? Parson.
Christ.
No! It's genius! Right. Now, that would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Ready in 4 minutes,
the
it says
tang,
on the side.
I think my theory why they've gone with the crisp thing is that it's to appeal to kids. And
kids don't
real...
give a fuck about Bachelor's fucking
they
super
do,
noodles.
Because mum's gone out, mum's working late, you know. Fix yourself a super noodle. There's some in the fridge, love. Not in the fridge, in the cupboard.
Mum!
Yeah?
Why are you putting the noodles in the fridge?
I don't know, because I'm so tired.
It's
can
not
you just,
been the same since Dad left.
I know, I'm tired. I'm trying to make money for this family.
Oh, no, Mum.
Okay?
I don't like
super noodles. I have to work
Mama.
Nights.
I don't like them.
You don't like what?
I don't like super noodles, Mum. I like
these
pot
are special
noodles.
Ones.
Daddy used to
do
get
like,
me pot noodles.
Yeah, but do you like crisps?
No.
Like pickled onion flavoured crisps?
No.
Well, these are flavoured like them.
I'm a young child of the age between 8 and 12, and I do not like pickled onion flavoured anything, Mother.
Well, that's all the fucking is.
I wish I went with Daddy.
Daddy's dead! No, Paul.
Wow.
I really think that pickled onions are much more of an acquired taste that younger
this
children...
This has been 10 minutes. I want to get over the fucking
I'm
pot.
Interested in why they call this a crisp flavour.
And I'm interested in not making this editor slog. So can we fucking
it's
crack
all about
on?
The edit. What, you know, I could just sit here and not say anything.
I'd like that. Fucking half the edit time.
What's the next pot?
Right, the next one, number two, is something that you found by a company called, is it Dayback or Dabak?
This is a Korean Dayback noodle pot, everybody. Yeah.
And it's called Habanero Kimchi Jjigae Flavor. J-J-I-G-A-E.
I believe that is a Korean dish.
Okay. And it is savory and it's hot. And on the side, there is a Scoville heat unit for pepper,
that
which
was,
I'll let
that's
you.
That's interesting, isn't it? They yeah. actually put the Scoville units on 50,000. So not messing.
That's what this is.
We should
is.
Do this last, yeah.
Yes, do that last.
They're not messing, so that could be proper hot, Paul.
And then...
And I'll look up Jjigae as well.
Have we had any...
I'll get Jjigae with it.
give Will Smith a call, he'll know.
What's the last pot?
Next one is... You found this as well. It is a Bibigo...
Bokki.
Bokki.
Kyok Bokki, which is not a noodle officially, but is an instant thing in a pot.
It's a rice cake with hot and spicy sauce.
They're tubular rice cakes.
Oh, so that's weird. And it's something to do with Squid Game they've put
it's
on it
Squid
as well.
Squid Game branded, but I don't believe it's got anything to do with this sort of flavour.
It's a rice cake with...
In a spicy sauce.
Yeah, there's no allergies or anything on there. And it's a microwave, this.
That's a microwave one, yeah.
But here's my question. Is it only microwave? Because it was like meant to be sold in America originally.
Possibly, because as we know, the electric kettle is not a feature of most American kitchens.
No, it's not. Weirdly, though, I don't understand this. There's a sticker on the side which has all the ingredients in English.
Yes.
But also it's got it on English in the on the original print anyway.
I think they just do it as a matter of policy.
And it's 2x spicy chilies in the corner.
That's spicy as well. So we should definitely start with the tangy one.
Pickle, squid.
And then go to that because that's going to be less spicy.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish with the Jjigae.
With the Jjigae. Getting Jjigae with it.
We'll get Jjigae with it.
That's what he used to do in it, Will Smith. He said, I'm going to rap like this.
Yes, he had a very... he was very popular, but it was a very sort of straightforward and mainstream-friendly sort of approach, wasn't it?
Wiki, wiki, wow, wow, West. Jim West, Desperado. I miss the 90s.
He was such a big film star, and he just made turd after dog after turkey after lemon.
After tag, dagabing, bopity. I just thought I'd go with some sound.
No.
Some sound
that was
scat
so
kind of
good.
Thing.
That was so funny.
I just
you
wanted
were like,
to do some
I'm
noises.
I'm going
to
give up on language, yeah?
I did. I just thought I'd just go pop a
He's
wheelie
listed
with
a
it.
Bunch of things, but I'm just going to go bonk, ting, bonk.
Yeah, I'm like that character from Catch the Pigeon. You know, it's like, get it. It's like, ding, bong,
bong, bong, bong. Who, Muttley?
No, in Catch the Pigeon, there was always those three other flyers, or the two
oh,
others.
Oh, yeah, who just talked nonsense.
And one was a skinny guy, and one was a short guy, and he was like, ding, bong, bong, ding, bong, 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 woo, woo, like that.
I don't know how he passed his flying exam.
No.
You need spoken language abilities, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Felt an idea die because we didn't know where to go with it. Right.
I checked the radiator.
Yeah.
It's not on, so I'm just having a fever attack.
Maybe, yeah. You just got the sweats.
That's the blitz. Shall we go and blitz these pots?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Get them hot, and then they're going to rain hot noodle into our mouths like the Luftwaffe rained shrapnel-driven bombs onto this fair country of ours during the Second World War. Hence, blitz.
Yes. Well put.
Let's go and warm these fuckers up.
Let's pop to the kitchen and make some noodles. Yeah. See you in a bit. We're back from the kitchen.
And Paul, I'd just like to congratulate you on a very well-oiled, slick noodle-making machine.
In, out. In, and then out.
It was
and
in the microwave.
A little bit of a rub at the tip. And then
oh
in.
Oh, God.
And then out. We're like that in the kitchen.
Yes,
in.
We were having full anal in
no,
the
I
kitchen.
No, I wasn't saying that.
You were.
I wasn't.
You were fingering your own hand.
That doesn't mean...
It means bum.
That's one of many holes I can represent.
All right, what? You fucked my ear in the kitchen.
Mouth, ear.
I gave you a blowy in the kitchen.
No,
and
no,
then
no,
I spat your jizz into the noodle pot. Is this what you want?
I think you've extrapolated too much.
I spat in the microwave. I warmed your jizz up in the microwave.
No.
I rubbed your jizz
Please
onto
stop.
My...
stop. Please.
I'm good at listening.
Please stop.
I can list things. You can only make mouth noises. Now.
That's rich coming from Captain Barks-a-Lot.
Captain Barks-a-Lot, I love it.
All right, come on. We've the three noodles are ready. And first impressions on the making process.
The jjigae, habanero kimchi jjigae.
Ha 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 ha.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah. Was the longest, 5 minutes, and had a strange thing where you leave it for a while and then you put the flakes in. The flakes are dehydrated vegetable matter.
Yeah.
It's a stalwart sachet of a Korean-style noodle. But you need it to heat, I thought. We'll see how rehydrated those bits are.
Yeah, no.
And I'll be coming back with you on a flake rehydration report sub-segment.
Now, I just want to mention that the pickled onion
super
thing,
noodle.
First of all, I'll say this. It doesn't look as thick and gloopy as it used to my memory.
They
right?
are super noodles, very notoriously gloopy, full of corn
These
flour.
These look quite thin and water-based. But regardless of all of that, when I opened it up and saw the thick icing of pickled onion on the top, it made it look like a custard icing.
Powder.
Yeah, the powder, yeah. But it had more of an icing texture.
Well, that's what distinguishes these British-style
and
ones.
Corn
pot
on the
noodles.
Cob.
And there's corn in there.
But why is there corn in there?
Because corn is a staple of a dehydrated vegetable matter that's in a lot of different noodles.
Isn't that pathetic, though? Here's some corn kernels.
They do it also in Nissin noodles. They have corn, as well as all other things, but...
Well, it's time to get our forks and put them in the Nissin position. In, like, missionary position.
Oh, my fucking
missionary,
God.
Missionary position.
Let's get our forks in the missionary
position.
Position. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I mean, what...
Hey! Hey, come on.
I can't make
How about
my...
it?
Hey!
How about make... we do it in the missionary position? Hey!
Now it's becoming funny because you keep repeating
like,
it.
Hey. That's weird.
And doing that, which is just hilarious on its own. Sorry, not hilarious.
Missionary position. Fall
oh, Churdlington,
fucking...
get out. Oh. Yeah, fly out the little transom.
I love him.
Okay, no, we should. These are getting cold now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we said
and then...
we'd start with the super noodle because it's the least spicy.
So I'll take the hit on this one first.
Give it a stir. And I did smell it before we'd...
dealt it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, before it. We'd rehydrated it or pour the water on it. Had a little tang. Yeah. On the nose, but a very cardboardy stale smell as well.
It still has that. It's got that. It has got that Monster Munch huff, but with the cardboardy wheaty noodle thing.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not looking too gloopy and thick. It looks, you know.
Make sure you've mixed it well because sometimes you miss out.
Right at the very bottom, I
stirred
it up.
You've gone right to the bottom there. Yeah. Good. No. And he's got a forkful, and he'll be handing that over to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh fuck! Wow.
Hey, don't spoiler it for me.
Oh, that to quote an episode of Columbo. Is liquid filth. Oh, I can't tell you how wrong that feels. It's got lemony notes.
Yeah, but no onion, no savoury. So it's like, you know what this tastes like to me? Like a really cheap chicken flavour noodle that someone's put lemon juice in.
Yeah, it's like someone just squirted Jif in
There's
it.
There's no pickled onion. There's no pickle. There's no, do you know what I mean? There's no fermentation. There's no...
That pickle sits at the back of your mouth afterwards, but up front it's all lemon. It's all bitter, sharp, upblunt.
Just not very nice tasting.
Although, it's not slop like we usually get from super noodles. So at least texture-wise, I have no real complaints.
Isn't it a little bit gloopy?
Yeah, but compared to like...
It's not, yeah.
Their packet stuff.
The noodles are quite nice in terms of like, they're quite thin, like you said.
Yeah.
And they've kept some pliancy. It's cooked all right.
It's not like it's cooked in gravy, which is all the other shit looks like. Mm. That to me is just way too astringent.
Yeah, it's got that horrible lemon flavour, which isn't reading as onion to me.
No.
Perhaps that's why they said crisp, because it's not tasting of a real pickled onion at all.
To even quote you, I would say it leaves a coiny taste in the mouth afterwards.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's a bit coiny.
Like someone's rubbed a 2 pence piece on your tongue.
Yeah, it's just not good. No. That is not good. Now, I'm going to give a rehydration report on one of these corn kernels.
It's going in. Yeah, the thing is, if you have one of those in a chicken and mushroom pot noodle, it's kind of like, fine, it goes along with it.
That's an ill-conceived flavour profile in my mind.
I don't know what you'd have that with, even just out of the box.
It's
as a
gimmick
snack.
That doesn't work as a flavour.
As a snack, out of the box, that's not satisfying. Is it your lunchtime snack?
No. Very poor.
We're going to have to give it a rating out of 5.
I would say 2.
Yeah.
I'd say 2.
2. Now,
what are we doing next?
We're doing the rice cakes. So not officially a noodle, but a pot product. It's a pop product.
It's a pop product.
And then
product.
We microwaved these. These are the Squid Game themed.
Now, how did that come? Did it come with a sauce pack?
It came with one large powder pack.
Right.
And the rice cakes themselves were also in a sealed.
For the money, it's weird. You don't seem to get a lot in. Like, when you open that pack and it was all vacuum sealed, I think there was, like, what, 12?
Yes, but they're quite dense and and thick. They're quite foody.
I just think money.
See when you've tasted one and see if it would be very filling. Because I think
maybe.
And it's in a rich, quite a thick red
sauce.
A spicier sauce.
A spicier sauce.
And I'm going to...
What kind of flavours are you expecting here? Let me just repeat it what it is. It's a rice cake with hot and spicy sauce. Okay, so the rice cake is that noodle thing, and then the sauce is the sauce.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it.
It's a famous Korean dish. I think it's like a big thing there, these rice cakes.
Oh.
See what I mean? They're very dense.
Yeah.
Very chewy, very dense.
Oh, and the sauce is
hot. It's sweet.
Mm.
Sweet and hot.
I mean, as it says.
Ooh. It's got kick to it, huh?
I'm torn over that. It's nice, but I think I wouldn't finish it.
No. Not bad. Maybe I'd go for a different flavour of them. But I think they come with different flavours.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be on the lookout for other ones. But do you see what I mean? How you don't get that much because already it's quite filling. Need a score from you there, Paul.
It's the sweetness, actually, that kind of turns me off and not the heat. The sweetness kind of feels like that would be too much after a few bites.
It's almost sugary, isn't it? Almost sickly
very
sweet.
Very sugary.
Yeah.
Almost like a dessert, almost.
It's a dessert level of sweetness, yes.
What kind of sweetness is that?
A sharp sweetness.
No, it isn't. It's like a kind of like a candy apple kind of sweetness. It's
yes.
There's a tomatiness kind of fruity sweet
to you, which is at odds with the rest of the flavour.
Yeah,
it's undersalted as well.
Anyway, I would give that 3.5.
I'd go 3. I didn't think it was great.
Oh no, I'll go 3 then.
It's hard to put them up against an actual noodle because that isn't a noodle.
No,
that's a rice cake. That's an instant rice cake.
Yeah. And maybe you could put other stuff in it and,
you could
spice it up a little bit.
So you could pimp it, put some spring onions in there?
Yeah, you could do that. Or
now,
croutons.
Let's get jjigae.
I'm going to go with the jjigae now.
I looked up what jjigae is.
Yeah.
It's a word which describes a whole class of Korean stews.
Fine.
So these can be stews with meat, seafood, or veg, and they can have chili as the base sauce, or miso-based, or soy-based.
Okay.
Not miso, soy-based, because miso is Japanese.
Now, this was the most elaborate, because it had a separate pack for the, as you say, dehydrated flakes, and the sauce itself. And when
it was a two-sachet pot.
You can definitely, smell the heat when you're pouring
it's got
in.
A really lovely, savoury, hot odour, I'd say. And now watch out, because it does say 50 grand. Scoville's.
I don't know why I did it that way.
He's used his hand.
I don't know why I did that.
He's got noodle goop on his
stupid
on his hand. He's cupped it. He cupped his mouth with his hand.
I don't know why I did that.
He's going to get it in his eyes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but you be sure to wash your hands
I
after
will.
This segment.
Especially before I touch Mr. John Thompson.
He'll get very angry.
Yeah.
His head, steaming.
Oh, steamy. Poo,
John
poo,
Thompson.
Like a little chimney.
He goes on a little train. Look, he sees a bird.
He's
Richard Churdlington.
Yeah, he's on the Intercity Ball Bag 215.
Oh, I love that garlicky. I love the smell of these, I have to say. Before I eat, let's have a little bit of feedback from you about this kimchi.
It's
habanero. So they have named the chili. Yeah. Habanero kimchi jjigae.
It has got a similar type of heat to the one we just had. What I like is that it takes out all that sweetness that I didn't really jive with. So it is a dry, not too salty.
I love that smell. It's so savoury.
But it's savoury, but it's very dry. It's
and not super, super hot.
It's hot, but not in a kind of upward punch it in the face kind of. It's like it lingers. He's going in for his bite now.
It's got the most flavour. Of the three.
Well, it does and it doesn't. But it's a different type of flavour because the first one was weak as piss. The other one was too sweet and the heat is what kind of makes up for it. This is, across the board, the most balanced.
Yeah. Look, there's a little bit of dehydrated kimchi in there.
Yeah, there you go. Nice bit of kimchi.
Nice, that's rehydrated a treat, actually. So
yeah.
My misgivings about putting it all in at the end.
Worked all right.
Seems to have worked perfectly because it's still got a little bit of crunch on it.
A little bit of crunch.
I love the smell. It's salty enough. The noodles are nice and tender. I'm going to go as high as 3.75 for this one. I would eat that.
I feel as hot as Eli does in a warm room.
Oh, I love this. Love that. The savouriness. We need a mark for the jjigae from you.
Flat 4 for me. It's lacking a little bit of a unique identity for itself to stand out.
I know what you mean.
But if you want a hot, solid, spicy, measured noodle pot, this is a really good one.
It's a good one. You know what, Paul?
4.
You're right. It's got a generic Korean pot noodle flavour because they've got they've got those very famous brands, the Shin cups. You see them everywhere. Yeah. And this tastes very much like the Shin hot and spicy, the Nong Shim hot and spicy.
Nice, though.
Which is definitely, it's trying to compete with those.
And it is saying you get a soup out of it as well.
But the smell is better.
Do you want to sup the soup?
I'm gonna have some broth now.
Yeah, have some broth.
Oh, that's really nice, the broth.
Yeah, cool.
There's a little bit of sweetness there.
Yeah.
Very hot and spicy. The salt level, Paul.
Yeah.
There's a salt level. The fucking super noodle wasn't salty enough.
No. And I bet I bet you, though, that's got the most salt of anything. There.
Yeah, probably. And I felt that the bokeh, the rice cakes were a little bit undersalted as well. Or oversweet.
Well, that's fine because it's oversweet.
It was oversweet. That's, you're right. This has the balance, the measuredness. This is the best of the three pots.
What are you going to give it then?
I said I'm going
You didn't to, say. You're going to say now. Do you remember?
I'm saying 4.
Yeah, 4's a solid one.
I have said 3.75.
3.75.
But I'm going to push it up to 4 because I love the broth. The broth has pushed it up another 0.25 for me.
Pushed the fucking right up.
Have some broth. Have a little sip of the broth. Honestly, you will not be
disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. There's more notes than you get just on the noodle. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit more fuller flavour there.
Yeah.
A bit richer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, richer sound, baby. Richer
sound. You know what I'm getting at, though? The noodle doesn't carry enough of it, but then the broth is really doing something else.
After you finish all the noodles, get a nice bit of bread, dippins.
Oh, you could, yeah. I don't know if that's what they do in Korea, but...
That's what I'm doing here. This is my house.
You're not going to dip bread in that.
No, because I haven't got
you leave some bread out for Richard Turlington.
No, he's fine with the bird seed I leave out on the window shelf. Okay. He just comes out there, takes a couple of pecks or two, and then
he gives
off.
You a couple of tips.
Yeah, usually. He just pins a little from his bookies pad. He just pins it to the window.
He's got a little one of those pens, behind his ear.
Behind his ear.
Oh, we got noodles coming up in the next segment,
mate,
everyone.
Have a fucking roll. Donna Eggs.
Oh, fuck off.
Chidley Bane, whatever his name is. What's his name? Chidleybin. Richard Chidleybon.
Who, the bird?
Yeah, what's his name again?
Chidlington. Dickie Chidlington.
The bookie's bird.
He's the bookie bird. Dickie Chidlington. He's much better than Donna. Anyway.
Hey, Donna was fine.
A.
What?
A.
B.
A what le dandy?
B. Daddy. Daddy. A what le dandy? Yeah, come on. What are we doing? Let's end this.
What le dandy? Dandy.
Should we just end this now?
Don't look at me like that.
I did. I looked at you
he
like
shrugged.
That. And I'm continuing to look like this at you.
He shrugged at me, everyone. We can't even shrug on. Not shrug. Monster shrugs.
It's monster.
Monster, monster.
Monster, monster.
Stop bringing that guy up. He was
you
a criminal.
Him up.
He was a crook.
He's a smooth criminal.
Right, that's
it.
No, hang on.
What?
What about that guy who comes and says, that's right, the price is shite for the next episode?
Oh, that was just the guy who comes in. It's a little
he's
mole creature.
Back. Yeah, he's coming back.
I have to listen back and find out what his name was. Let's take a break because we have more noodles to come.
And you've got the central heating up.
No, I don't. You're just fat and out of shape. That's the correlation
that may
to make.
That's true.
Here. Yeah.
All right, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that here.
All right, touch
although
the radiator.
We do have the race coming. Yeah, but there's the radiators in the other part of the house.
No, they're all
girlfriend.
Off. They're either all on or
your
they're all off.
Has put the heating on.
No, they're either all off or they're all on.
Well, the one in the kitchen was on.
It's not, though, because if that one's
I
off,
I felt
in here,
it.
Did you?
Come and feel it with me.
Oh, all right. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. I have to feel
Press the button then. Fine. I've given up.
I pressed the button. Now, tropey. To say every single fucking segment. Wanker. Hey, the noodle train don't stop choogling, and we are going to be choogling on these two. You tell us what we've got.
New from Samyang.
Now, this is not a pot blitz. Please make that very clear right
these
now.
These are puck, stroke, deck, stroke. What did you say? Cake.
Idiot
cake. Now, please do write in to Cheap Show and let us know what your preferred descriptive term for an instant noodle that doesn't come in a pot would be.
TheCheapShow@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. These are new from Samyang.
And if anyone does reply with that opinion, I'll reply instantly back, wanker, just for the record.
Anyway, Paul. What have Samyang done?
Lots of stuff.
But what is their big thing?
8-time spicy noodle ramen.
Yes, the buldak. Chicken ramen flavoured noodles, which have taken the whole world by storm and are imitated by so many different brands.
And we are the leading figures of that movement.
This is Samyang's new
I feel
thing,
very full after
and
all
these
that
are known
burger.
As Tangle. I mentioned them last week, but these are them doing a fettuccine or a linguine, a ribbon noodle, but they're trying to ape Italian pasta. That's what they're trying to do here. It's a fusion of Korean flavours with Italian pasta. And it's very interesting to me because, you know, in the Far East and places like Korea and Japan, they do have Italian restaurants there. And they do sort of fetishise Italian dishes, such as carbonara.
What?
Are you okay?
I was listening.
Okay.
Like just not to you.
To the inner voice telling me.
Just to kill.
Carbonara.
Yeah.
That is obviously Italian. So they do have a respect for Italian cuisine there. And they are, this is what they're doing. They're trying to introduce an Italian element even more explicitly with their new Tangle brands. Now, I've only known.
It's like when you bake bread in a car, isn't it? And you get that sense of what it's like. You know, your carbonara aroma. Yeah, anyway, go on. That's what I was thinking of for the past 5 minutes anyway.
Weirdly enough, I think that Italian food still has a frisson of exoticness in that part of the world.
Right.
It's something special. You see, the way that in this country, I mean, nowadays you say spag bol, whatever, it's like a British dish now almost. But as Peter Kay famously pointed out, and older generations, and in the 70s, things like hummus, things like...
garlic bread!
Yeah. Things like spaghetti with tomato sauce were exotic to English and British people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to imagine. But I think in the Far East and places like Korea, that there's a sort of interest in Italian style.
Okay.
And this is a sort of...
it's a fusion, right?
We got one that was sent by that guy last week. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And I found up the other one. The one is Bulgogi Alfredo, Tanglucini.
Okay, so quickly, what are the two ones you got there? Because you got two
packs.
We've
got Bulgogi Alfredo. Alfredo is a sort of Italian-American chicken Alfredo. It's a creamy creamy pasta dish.
Basically. Okay, and then the other one?
Chicken Alfredo.
And the other one?
Kimchi rosé.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean, then?
It says, pasta with kimchi and creamy flavour tomato sauce. And the Alfredo says, pasta with creamy bulgogi flavour sauce.
So this isn't noodle then, this is pasta.
It's tagliatelle.
When does noodle become pasta?
Exactly.
It is a question for the ages. Well,
this is why it's very clever. And I think that's why, because it's a noodle-based culinary culture in Korea. And if you think about it...
Yeah, if you think
about it.
Yeah,
right,
I am.
So is Italy.
Yeah.
Spaghetti is noodles. There's no, you know, it's a noodle.
I mean, don't say that to their face. They're cutting you up.
All Italians.
Yeah.
They've all got knives ready to cut in the upper.
You see, that's a fucking asshole.
Oh, dearie me.
Cut him up. All of those accents just didn't work.
No.
Please remove them from your memory of me.
Paul, you're hitting about one in four or five at the moment. Anyway. Right.
Still good odds. For me,
I would just like to point out one thing. These are Tangle range from Sanyang, and it says Bulgogi Alfredo, but then it says, look,
what?
It's tagliatelle, but it says Tangle Lucini.
Oh,
so they've done
Tangle
a pun.
Little spun.
Tangle little pun thing. Yeah. They've spun a pun there.
Right, so what do you think is going to be best?
I don't know. I don't know about the rosé. It's weird. Are they referring to the wine?
Maybe.
Or is that perhaps what they call a tomato sauce? Kimchi rosé. Now, kimchi has a sort of astringent, spicy. I don't know how that would go with tomato, you know?
We're going to find out, aren't we, soon?
But the Bulgogi Alfredo,
yeah,
is a much stronger sell for me. Creamy, beefy,
so who's
ribbon
the,
noodle.
So what's the market for this? Is it Korean audiences?
Korean noodle.
So it's sold primarily in Korean.
Yeah, but it's
and
everywhere.
The gimmick is, look, it's an Italian spin on it.
I guess. Or it's a fusion thing.
Or they're saying, here's an Italian flavour profile we're going to package to you in an instant noodle style.
It's meant to be, they call it pasta. They're saying this is an instant pasta rather than a noodle. It's a ribbon style pasta noodle. And I looked at their marketing for Samyang America.
Yeah.
And they said trendy sauce. It said, it's like a
trendy
sauce. It said authentic Italian pasta in trendy new sauces or something. That's what the blurb said.
You can't call sauce trendy.
Well, they do. And they have. And they've concocted it.
And we've said it repeatedly.
Trendy sauce.
Trendy sauce.
I'm sourcing some trendy sauce that is the source of my sauce.
I'm going to trendle, trangle, tangle, tendle, trandle.
I tell you.
That's what works for you today.
I tell you what. The sauce from a horse, of course.
Is Norse.
Chog down and that horse come. Right.
So the theme of this week's episode is when we tail off of a segment, we just start barking out tangential words.
I haven't barked once.
Let's go into the kitchen and...
prepare these two tangles.
Prepare the tangles. Untangle the tangles from and their packet.
These are pucks, I can tell you now, Paul, because they are round.
Rounded.
Round decks.
Right, well, let's go into this kitchen
and bring back
these tangles and eat them. Yes,
it's unfangle the tangle. Get me wangle out.
Just wank in my ear.
Yeah, right. Very poor. Oh, I can't wait to get tucked into this.
Now, it was quite a complicated and long-winded for an instant noodle, but yeah. They claim, another thing they claimed at the Sam Young America website, Paul, was that it's for people who love Korean food, who love Italian food, or who just like a good meal.
Oh, yeah,
and that could include a lot of people, couldn't it?
I mean, to be fair, there's not a lot of people I know who like a good meal. I've never heard of, it's very rare.
They also said restaurant quality.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
We fucking will be the fucking judge of that. No. They look good, I have to
Which
say.
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the Alfredo Bugogi.
The one I made.
Yes.
Again, it was just, you know, boiling water in pan.
Well, no, it was a three. Flakes. They were both three packers.
Yeah, but let me get into that. I was just saying, rice cake. Noodle cake in the hot water, sprinkle the flake, 5 minutes of boiling, and then you add
five and a half minutes.
Stop being pernickety.
I'm just saying. No, I know you really want to ignore that half minute, didn't you? You really wanted to.
I don't believe in 30 seconds.
You're an idiot. Mm. Look, he's already started to taste it.
I wanted to have a little meaty flake.
Don't
then.
Eat the meaty flake first.
Anyway,
he's
I already know
this.
I like
he's
it.
The whole segment.
Anyway, I'll ruin it all I like. right, so yeah, then you pour in the sauce and the powder and give it a good old shufty woo and then put it in a bowl.
So it has a dried flake packet.
Yeah.
It has a sauce packet, liquid sauce packet.
Well, this one had meaty bits in it. As well,
and there's meaty bits that were in with the flakes as well. Weren't they? Paul's got the Alfredo Bugogi, which he was in charge of preparing.
I'm trying to get a bit of meat on it as well. It's a bit odd.
They do look good. They look almost like you could have that in a restaurant served to you. It just looks like a pasta dish.
Which is what it is.
He's got a big mouthful of that, and he's handed me the bowl. I'm going to go for an aroma check. Oh, there's cheese. And I'm getting a sort of soy sauce, savoury umaminess as well.
A little bit of soy sauce in there.
I'm going to go in now.
I'll let him get in there now while I formulate my thoughts.
What am the I sauce thinking? Has covered the ribbon noodles very
nice,
nicely.
Thick.
Yeah.
It's a nice thick sauce. There's plenty of texture to it. It's nice, but I have my misgivings.
That's pretty impressive for an instant noodle.
What
they're doing. They're pushing the technology there.
Here's my complaint. I would say it is a little too artificially sweet up front.
I knew you were going to say that, and I agree.
And the other thing is, it has a slightly artificial aftertaste that I can't put my finger on.
It's like a fake sugar taste, isn't it? It's like a sweetener taste, yeah.
Almost, yeah. I can't put my... It's unfortunate, because the rest of it's quite gelatinous, but in a nice, satisfactory way.
An umami way.
There's nice, yeah, there's nice, not beefy notes, but you know what
there's
I mean?
There's a beefy
nice,
note there. Yeah. There's definitely a beefy
there's
note.
There's a beefy fucking note elsewhere.
There's a beefy note all around the world.
Yeah, all around
now,
the world, the
No, there's
note.
A nice beefiness.
Yeah.
There's a nice umami, a mouthfeel.
Yeah.
A coated sort of mouthfeel. And the thing that is really letting it down is that empty sweet note that hits you first.
Yeah.
And it sort of masks the complexity of the other flavours, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I think it would be better if it was beefy up front.
Yeah. And did you try a piece of the dehydrated
Yes,
beef?
I did. It was all right.
It's probably a piece of soy that they've made to look like a piece
Maybe,
of beef.
Maybe, I don't know, but it tasted all right. It had a little bit of, well, funny enough, Philly cheesecake texture to it kind of vibe.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's nice. I would say it's only marginally let down by its artificiality. And therefore, I will give it a 3.75.
I'd easily go 3.75. And do you know what, Paul? The most impressive thing about that is the pasta itself. That really tastes like it was cooked in a pan from real pasta.
It was cooked in a real pan.
I know, but pasta of that thickness, in reality, if you just bought it out of a packet, like actual...
Much longer.
Would take much longer.
I think it could maybe have given another minute.
It was slightly al dente, which I find pleasing.
I'm not against al dente. In fact, I'm not against his friend, Peter Dante, or his mum Dente, or dad
it.
Dente.
I'm all in for this. Johnny Dente.
Al Dente's my friend. Right,
let's go for the kimchi rose here.
This is going to be interesting, because I don't know.
Get some
nose-niff. To be fair, it smells like most kimchi I've had, which is a nice bouquet of spices and sweet notes.
Well, kimchi has a bad smell.
Mine
it has a
smell
rotten
bad.
Cabbage sort of smell.
Oh, I don't really... that seems quite nice to me.
That's why they have to have special compartments in Korean fridges to keep the kimchi in, because it gives off gas as it ferments. And he's had a big... a spoonful of the kimchi rose. That's meant to be a kimchi and tomato base sort of flavour mix.
That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. There's garlic on the nose.
To be fair, I'll just say this. It just
tastes and feels like a really nice pasta bowl with a bit of, you know, tomato ragu
sauce.
kind of thing.
Yeah, like a ragu style. Okay.
It has a bit of the kimchi there, definitely. But it's more Italian than it is kimchi.
The kimchi's taking a back seat.
You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
Get into it. It's strangely quite a light flavour as well. Quite kind of like vegetable-y.
Again, I'm getting that lovely mouthfeel that they've done. There's a smokiness. Bacony smokiness, yeah?
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's a smokiness there.
There's definitely a smoke. That's quite pleasing.
Like roasted tomatoes or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Almost bacony, almost sort of a charred tomato.
Charred tomato.
I knew you'd pick
up. I know, because it's such a funny sounding word.
Charred tomato.
Charred tomato. Charred my salata. Charred tomato. Goodbye, my charred tomato, tomorrow salata. Goodbye, my charred tomato, tomorrow salata.
Everyone, he's a notorious farter.
Notorious farter. Charred the tomato.
I'm looking for the kimchi there.
Taro salata.
Paul, I'm looking for the kimchi. I'm not finding it.
No, not really, right? Yeah. But that's why I didn't think it was so on the nose.
Still pleasant and doesn't have that artificiality that the beef Alfredo, the bulgogi Alfredo suffered from. Stop, stop.
I can't, I know, it's bad. I just can't go, oh, Alfredo. It's not, I can't do it. All the owls.
It's al dente, yeah, Alfredo. Yeah. Al Sharpton.
Yeah, and owls about that then. I got him mid-eat. Like an eating spit take. Right.
Those are pretty good.
They are pretty good. I would say they're definitely more leaning to the Italian flavour than anything Korea-based.
That's what they're going for.
Which is fine. Which is fine.
That's definitely what they're going for. The keeping the Korean there is an afterthought. It's not a true fusion. Basically, they're going for a sort of Italian-style instant noodle thing, aren't they? A tagliatelle, yeah. a tanglecini.
Just presenting it in a way that's very familiar to that audience.
I could see this going somewhere as a whole brand, sub-brand for them. They could go for a much cheesier one. I'd like to see that. A carbonara-y one.
Carbonara was what I was thinking.
I liked them both.
Carbonara, tomato sauce, salata, tomato, the notorious farter.
Carbonara, tomato, salsa.
Tomato, don't forget
the charred tomato and carbonara in my
tomato, notorious farter, tomato, salsa. Carbonara.
You know what they called me in school?
What?
The fanny parter.
No one called you that.
They did. They all did.
Yeah.
They all did.
Because you went to an American school where fanny meant something else, didn't you?
I didn't go to an American school.
Yeah, you did for this joke. Yes.
No, those were good.
Yeah.
Those were very good. And Sam Yang, very
top
confident.
Of the game. Top of the game.
They're confident noodle company.
Yeah.
And I like that they're trying to, you know, they're trying to escape the Buldak prison.
Well, they're trying to diversify, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, they can't all be known for their bloody hot, spicy
hot chicken ramen.
Sauce.
That can't be the only thing.
Only gets you so far.
Yeah.
It's for people who like intense heat or YouTubers.
I'll be looking forward to tasting any new Tangle flavours that come out.
Hey, and if they do, they're going to be here on this podcast first. I feel miserable saying that out loud.
They will be, yeah.
Yeah, they will. Right, let's wrap this episode up.
No, we
up.
Need a score.
I did,
you gave
I gave
a score
one.
To the Alfredo.
I gave
but not
to both. I said 3.75 for each.
For each?
Yeah.
You didn't think that the kimchi rose edged it? Because of the lack of sort of more, it was more amplitude.
Complete.
It was more amplitude, yeah.
If I had to give an extra 0.5, then yeah, I would give it the rosé.
I'd definitely give the rosé an extra 0.5 because the artificial sweetness is letting it down a bit there.
Yeah,
yeah. Alfredo Bulgogi. Bulgogi Alfredo.
It's getting a complicated word to say, isn't it? So,
carbonara.
You know what? In all, we've had a good selection of noodles today.
We're all about the noodles on this show. Cheap Show is the noodle show to listen to if you like noodles. Please let us know. Is it a deck? Is it a puck? They were very puck like those ones. Or is it a cake of instant noodles?
Or is it a...
What else? A deck works fine.
A biscuit.
Could be a biscuit. But again, when you use biscuit or cake, you're already referring to other food
stuffs. Well, yeah, because biscuit has a...
A deck
is, it? Yeah.
Is a shape that is like that. It's deck shaped.
It's not. It's a puck. It's a puck of noodle. I'm just going to have to die on that hill.
You're going to die on the puck of noodle hill?
Yes.
That is a sentence that no one needed to have said ever.
Well, I said it, and now I'm owning it because...
I'm going to die on the Taramasa Tomato Hill!
Charred ass.
I'm going to go up the Charred Tomato Hill, right? And I'm going to call for Dicky Boy Churdlington because I need a tip.
It's a pariah martyr on the Tomato Hill. Charred Tomato.
Oh, stop. Press the button.
Come on, say it.
Press the fucking button.
You fucking hack. Goodbye. farewell. It is time to say goodbye for Cheap Show for another week. We'll be back next week with more cheap fun.
I don't know why he's losing it. He's losing it, everyone. Do you want me to?
I know we have an extra episode to record today as well, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it.
I need
it.
You to have a little word with your girlfriend and ask her to turn the heating down just for a little while, please.
All right.
I can't do it. I'm sweating my ass off here.
All right. I mean,
I can't. I don't operate well at high temperatures.
Ill health. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
It's not my health.
It is.
Do you know what, Paul?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to pointing at you.
How many press-ups did you do today?
Don't do any.
I did 12, and yesterday, okay? And I walked 3 miles and
I
did 12
press-ups. I can't do things like that because my back's fucked. So if I do any of it,
my back. I'm not saying that.
Just saying. It seems like you're making
shape-wise,
fun of my
we'll see who's in shape when it comes to the sports day.
Yeah, we're doing a sports day when the weather gets better.
We'll see who's in shape for that.
I'm going to ace your ass.
Just don't believe that.
We're going to do egg and spoon race. We're going to do a sack race. We'll do the
100-meter sprint.
Yeah. And then we'll do, I don't know, javelin or something.
Dick javelin.
You'd lose that one. Because I could do the javelin and the 100 meters with the same cocker.
I could do the pole vote.
It's like, and 3, 2, 1, bang, get me cock out, flap,
you know
over
what?
The finishing line.
You know what?
Over the finishing line.
I could do mushroom impersonation.
Yeah, you could. You could lie in the grass with your
button
cock
mushroom.
Out.
Well, wait, give me a minute.
And look.
Oh, it's a bigger one.
You just put a little smurf by your balls for size so you can get an idea of the.
I would never put a smurf by my balls.
You could. Right underneath your little mushroom.
We'll see who's in shape. Okay?
No, we'll see
who's I hope you do get into shape, but I doubt you will.
I'm confident.
I'm doing press-ups every day.
All right, good.
See, yeah.
All right, good. You're doing a press-up every day. Well done.
I'm doing a rising amount of press-ups every day.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Surprising amount, I think the word is, when you say two.
I'll do one now.
Go on then, do one now. While I do as many press-ups as you can do while I do the admin. So, coming up.
I did three.
Yeah, that'll do. I'll do. How many can I do?
Oh, here we go. Now we see who's in shape, everyone.
How many can I do?
Do five. And we'll see if you can continue with...
Five,
no, you need to get your arms out further.
There's not enough room.
You need to... Oh, fucking hell,
you're
mate.
A small man.
You need to get your arms out further.
Like this.
A little bit further.
Like this.
No,
like
wider.
This. Wide, like this.
And then your feet fully extended.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you can't do it at all.
Well, no, because I don't know what I'm doing. There's no
And
room.
Then you go down, put your nose...
Like
yes, there we go. One. Two. Three. All the way down. Four. Five. Six, seven.
That's it.
Ah,
I
got to seven.
I could have maybe have done one more.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Goodbye, everyone. I'm not doing admin now. to the cheapshow.co.uk.
Well done,
and
Paul.
Thank you to patrons.
That's good.
Goodbye.
You rose to the challenge,
mate. See you next week.
I did 12 of those.
Fucking hell, bye.